You can have all kinds of muffins.
I didn't know. My husband taught me that there were Yankee muffins, as I call them now, made with flour. All right. Suppose she fried this bread.
Could be pancakes.
Now, they would be flat, would they not?
Yes.
All right. Well, suppose, though, that she just formed the cornmeal batter with her hands and fried it in grease. Would that be anything different? All right. What's a corn dodger? Ever hear of those? All right. What about a kind of corn bread that is fried in fish grease?
Would that be a hush puppy?
All right. Okay, fine. There are two different kinds of bread, basically, and don't you dare tell me good and bad. There's homemade bread and there's
bakery bread.
All right. Did you ever, well, you said you didn't do very much cooking. Did your sister or your mother ever make donuts?
Yes, I think Mama did.
Do you recall anything about how they were made?
No.
Did they always have holes?
Well, that's why they're called donuts, isn't it?
All right. If you make a flat cake-like thing made of wheat that's fried perhaps on a griddle, these would be, I think you mentioned them earlier.
Pancakes.
All right. Now, did you ever hear of those called griddle cakes?
Griddle cakes,
or
yes.
Flapjacks?
Yeah.
Now, they're all the same thing.
I suppose so.
And in your mind is what I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes, in my mind, they're all the same thing.
All right. Did you hear them called hot cakes?
Oh, yes.
All right. What about a kind of bread made with cornmeal that's called egg bread?
Well, it's still just cornbread.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be any different?
It's just cornbread with an egg in.
Fine. I had 1 pound of flour, and I bought one more. So then I had 2 pounds. To make bread rise, you add a cake of
yeast.
When you break an egg, usually there are 2 parts to it, the white
and the yellow, the yolk.
All right. Which would you say?
I say yellow.
Fine. These things that that hens lay are?
Eggs.
If you put those in water and let the water come to a bubble, or else let the water come to a bubble and put the egg in without breaking the shell, when they're cooked, then you have?
Hard-boiled eggs.
How long is a hard-boiled egg left in the water?
You mean how long does it have to cook to be
mm-hmm.
hard-boiled?
Right, that's what I'm...
Oh, 10 to 15 minutes.
All right, now, does the water boil a bubble this whole time?
I time it from the time it starts bubbling.
And it keeps bubbling during the 10 or 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You don't cut the heat down on it?
I don't. I've seen recipes that say you should. And just let it stand in the boiling water.
Oh, really? Then a soft-boiled egg would be?
Oh, about 3 minutes or
right.
less.
Are there degrees of the in-between and around this?
Well, some people like it very, very soft, practically raw. And others like it a little more cooked. That's about a 3-minute egg.
You call that a 3-minute egg?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Suppose you broke the shell on the egg and dropped it into the boiling water.
Pooch.
All right. Is that the way it's done?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? How
I
do
have
you
a
do?
Little poacher. Water in the pan below. And the little poacher has butter in it. Then I break the egg into the butter.
I see.
And it's much better than letting it get down in the water.
It doesn't float around.
That's right.
And have all that loose stuff.
Because it tastes watery if it gets in the water. And otherwise, it's just a good soft-cooked egg with butter.
Do you ever hear that called a toasted egg?
Toasted?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Or a dropped egg?
No.
All right. There's a kind of pork meat that's used to season vegetables.